Reading Affectionate Guidance, Chapter 13, The Plane of Dedication. Devotee. Maharaj, could you explain the significance of the worship of Nrsingadev in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, Nrsingadev is described as Bhakti Vigna Vinashana. He is the killer of all the obstacles on the path of devotion. If the devotees make their obeisance to Nrsingadev and he is happy with them, then he will remove all the obstacles to their devotional life. The service of Nrsingadev is in Shantarasa, and although the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are praying to other forms of the Lord, such as Rama, Nrsinga, Vamana, etc., their only prayer is, make me perfect for the worship of Sri Krishna. This is the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They are not exclusive worshippers of any other incarnations of Lord Krishna. They exclusively worship Krishna, and more explicitly, only that Krishna who is worshipped by Srimati Radharani, who receives the service of Radharani, and who has so much love for Radharani. That is the Krishna worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Actually, in his exclusive devotional mood, Srila Guru Maharaj was not so enthusiastic for the devotees to visit Nrsingapalli and worship Nrsingadev there. The worship of Nrsingadev is not in the line of exclusive devotion to Krishna. Of course, this is a very subtle point, and it should not be considered as an offence to Sri Nrsingadev. What was the mood and conception of Guru Maharaj, I can convey that to you. When devotees wanted to go to Nrsingapalli, Guru Maharaj would say, why are you going to Nrsingapalli? You pray to Nityananda Prabhu, and he will give everything to you. But our intelligence and mentality are always mixed with mundanity, so sometimes we may think that Nrsingadev can give us more help in our devotional life. It is true that Nrsingadev can give us much help, but the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are not thinking in that way. They worship Nrsingadev and make their dandavat pranams to Nrsingadev, but all their attention will be under the guidance of Radharani for the service of Krishna. This is the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. We have heard from Guru Maharaj that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would often chant on the roof of his house, and every morning at 4 o'clock a great wind would pass over his roof in the direction of Mayapur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed his understanding of this miraculous wind as being Nrsingadev every day going to see the arati of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, although ordinarily it may be difficult to conceive, we can conclude that Nrsingadev is also very eager to see the worship of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Your father may be a very big, rich and famous man, and another's father may also be a very big, rich and famous man. You may have much wealth, and I may be poor, but I am steadfastly devoted to my father, even though my father may be poor, may not be important, or may not be famous. That is the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They do not care to know who is very big and who is very small. They only know their own guru and their own path of life. In this way, they are proceeding under the guidance of Sri Guru in the Rupanuga line, worshipping Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Radha Krishna. Their life's goal is shown by Rupa Goswami Prabhu, that under the guidance of Lalita Devi, we will give service to Radha Krishna, and our supreme guardian is Srimati Radharani. This is the exclusive mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. In Nrsingapalli, you will see there are many people searching after mundane wealth. They are making puja to Nrsingadev, binding a stone to the tree and praying, I need this, I want that. Somebody is asking Nrsingadev, please give me a child. Another is asking, give me some wealth. Another, cure me or my son from this disease. And they are hanging a stone, and after getting their desired result, they remove their stone and offer some puja to Nrsingadev. In this way, this mundane worship is being conducted in Nrsingapalli. Sometimes our devotees, if they are very fickle and cannot understand, they think, I would like to do some worship to Nrsingadev. And when they see this, they will also tie their rock to the tree and pray for something. Previously, the devotees visiting our mat might sometimes furtively go to Nrsingapalli, and they would say, don't tell Govinda Maharaj, because they knew I would give report to Guru Maharaj, and he may not be pleased. Actually, this is how I was raised. I am trained by Guru Maharaj for the exclusive devotion to Radha Krishna, and I have not heard anything other than this conception from the first to the last time I heard from Srila Guru Maharaj. I have grown up with that conception, and I cannot compromise. But still I am compromising. Somewhat unhappily I am compromising, because I see that if I do not compromise with others, then they may leave the sampradaya of Guru Maharaj. But the mood of Guru Maharaj was always exclusive devotion to the service of Radharani under the guidance of Lalita Devi. That is the mood of Guru Maharaj, and he cannot tolerate anything without this. Before 1980, there were only a few devotees living in Guru Maharaj's mission, and those devotees were also not so qualified, but they were very affectionate and very attached to Guru Maharaj's lotus feet, and due to that attachment and affection, they were following his orders. They did not know much Siddhanta, but whatever order was coming from Guru Maharaj, they would follow that. They only knew service, and they were very happy with that service. I had not been to Nrsingapalli before I went there during Navadvip Parikrama, about 30 years ago, perhaps, and when the Western devotees started to come, and they wanted to see Navadvip Dham, then I am sending some to Nrsingapalli, some to Mayapur, some to Chapahati, etc. It was only then that our connection with Nrsingadev was there to some degree, but not before. Only once yearly we were going and giving some puja with 500 or perhaps 1,000 devotees to Nrsingapalli during Parikrama. The intention was not to see any one particular place, but rather the whole of Gauradham. The Western devotees are coming from time to time, and all cannot come during the time of Navadvip Parikrama. When they come, they want to see something of the Dham, and so sometimes we are sending devotees to Nrsingapalli, and they are very interested when they hear that Nrsingadev will give very easily. But the truth is that it is not so easy to get a boon from Nrsingadev. It is very easy to get a boon from Lord Shiva. If you ask for anything from Lord Shiva and offer some Ganges water and bale leaves, then he will happily give anything. His mood is like that. But Nrsinga is more difficult to please. Still, he is very merciful to the devotees, and he will give us some help in our devotional life. But the Shuddha Bhaktas, the pure devotees, they are not asking for anything from anyone. And if they do ask for anything, then they will ask Krishna. Their only business is with Krishna and no one else. If you are indebted, you must be indebted to Krishna. If you are earning, then you earn from Krishna. If you are gaining, you gain from Krishna. Their only transaction is with Krishna, and this is the nature of the pure devotees. There are many perspectives to the Absolute. What can I say? Srila Vyasadeva has composed 18 separate Puranas, the Mahabharata, Vedanta Darshan, and so many other scriptures he has compiled for our Adhikar. Adhikar means one's position in devotion, and Vyasadeva wants to bring us all to the line of Krishna Bhakti. He is trying to elevate all jivas from every position of life, and for that reason he has compiled so many different scriptures. And if we meditate on this, we will realize that it is necessary to give a chance to others to move towards Krishna. If we are to rigidly exclude the validity of anything but our own way, then others will not be able to proceed happily. There are many levels of development. We are making many varieties of prasadam, because we are not easily satisfied with only one. So, similarly, there are many varieties of devotion, and we must accommodate that to give a chance to others. But for one who has exclusive devotion for Sri Sri Radha Krishna, they cannot happily compromise. If you say you are a follower of the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, then you are immediately separated from all other devotional moods. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas are a class of Vaishnava that only need the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and nothing else. The final conclusion has been given to us by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami. Das Goswami says, Ashabharair Amrit Sindhu Mayai Katharchit Thalo Maya Tigamitaha Kila Sampratang Hi Tvangchet Kripamayi Vidhasyasi Naiva King Me Pranair Vrajena Cha Varoru Bakarinapi. Quote, "This is my only hope, O Radha, that one day you will bestow your mercy upon my head, and for that I am waiting so long. Now I am over 80, and I cannot tolerate it any more. Please bestow your mercy upon me. I am waiting on the banks of Sri Radha Kunda for your mercy alone. Without your mercy, I do not even want the mercy of Krishna." End of quote. This is the expression, and this is the line of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They do not want the mercy of that Krishna who is not in the association of Radharani. Exclusive devotion of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is shown in the line of Rupa Goswami. That is the supreme goal of life, the service of Radharani under the guardianship of her associates. Rupa Goswami has written, Virachaya mayi dandang dinabandhu dayam va gatir iha na bhavattaha kachit anya mamasti nipatta tu shatakotir nirbharang va navam bhash tad api kila prayodaha stuyate chatakena. Quote, "I need one drop of water from the sky, but if it will not come, then I have nothing to do but to wait for that rain, and that will be my only sustenance. That is your mercy, and sometimes a thunderbolt may come, but I must tolerate that. I want no other water except for the water that falls directly from the sky. I am waiting for that like the chatuk bird. I need your mercy and nothing else. O Krishna, if you give that mercy, I shall be satisfied, and I shall be full of joy. And if you will not grant me that, then I shall wait, and, like the chatuk bird, I will not look anywhere else." End of quote. All the great Gaudiya Acharyas are followers of Sri Sri Rupa Raghunath, and they are not going anywhere else. They are reading the Bhagavatam and all the Vaishnava scriptures, but when they find the mood of Madhura Rasa, This part of Srimad Bhagavatam has the greatest attraction for them. Inside of Srimad Bhagavatam there are many things other than the Leela of Krishna, many stories, but they are not so much interested in this. They have passed many things, and now they are reading in the Master degree class. They have no time to learn the rudiments of language. They have passed that stage. The line of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is a very exclusive devotional mood, and you will get the whole conception in one place, and that is in Chapter 8 of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, the Lord's conversation with Ramananda Roy. You will also find it in the Lord's conversation with Raghupati Upadhyaya, and specifically in the books of Sri Krishna Karnamrita and Sri Brahma Sanghita. Venongvanantam aravinda dayalataksham varhavatangsham asitambuddha sundarangam kandapakotikamaniya vishesha shobhang govindam aripurushang tam ahang bhajami. Sri Brahma Sanghita 5:30. Quote, always playing the flute, his eyes like blooming lotus petals, his head adorned with a peacock feather, his beautiful form the hue of a blue cloud, with the unique beauty that charms millions of cupids, the primeval lord Govinda do I adore. End of quote. All the explanations are going to show Krishna. Once in Puri, Vallabha Bhakta approached Mahaprabhu and said, "You are preaching Krishna Nama, and I have given many explanations of the name of Krishna. You please hear that." And Mahaprabhu said, "No, I do not like to hear that. I cannot tolerate hearing many explanations of the name of Krishna, only that he is Shyamasunda and that he is Yashoda Nandan, the son of Mother Yashoda. That is sufficient for me, and nothing more do we want to hear from anybody." That is the expression of Mahaprabhu. Prabhu kohe, Krishna namera bahu atana mani, Shyama sundra yashoda nandana e matra jani. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 7:85. We want to hear that he is Shyamasunda and that he is Yashodanandan. This is his identity. Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyaya, "What is the most beautiful form of Krishna?" And Raghupati Upadhyaya said, "Shyamam eva parang rupang." Shyamasunda is the topmost. "And what is the supreme land?" Raghupati Upadhyaya replied, "Puri Madhupuri Vara, the transcendental land of Mathura, where there is Vrindavan." "And what is the best age of the Lord?" He replied, "Vayaha Kaishorakang Dhyayang, from 13 to 15, that age is the best." Mahaprabhu then asked, "What is the supreme rasa for the satisfaction of the Lord?" And he replied, "Aja eva paro rasaha, the supermost rasa is conjugal love." Then Mahaprabhu happily said, "Today I have learnt a new shloka from you. Shyamam eva parang rupang puri madhu puri vara. Vaiha kaishorakam jheyam ajya eva paro rasaha." Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 19.106. Mahaprabhu's conception is very simple, but we are making it complicated in so many ways, because we are tainted with a kind of uncleanliness. Mahaprabhu has given within his Shikshastakam a shloka about Harinam Sankirtan, and I think this is sufficient for us. What could we need more than this? Cheto dapana majanang bhava mahadavagni nirvapanang Shreyaha Kairavachandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam Anandam Buddhi Vadanam Prati Padang Punam Nitashvadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Parang Pichayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Chetodapana Marjanam. That is the full, clean position of the jiva. The mind, the consciousness, is being fully cleansed by the performance of Nama Sankirtan. But cleanliness, purity, on its own is not sufficient. When you are cleaning something, all the dirt that will come out as a result, you will have to do something with that. The dirty things, our mundane wealth, our mundane conceptions, all our evil tendencies, what will we do with them? Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. You make a fire there, and that fire of Nama Sankirtan will burn all those things to ashes. First you will clean your house, and then you will burn all the filth accumulated there. And then, in its place, you will need to establish something good. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranang Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. You can start a new life there, and you will see the nectarian ray of Krishna Nama bestowing grace upon your head. The service of Sri Krishna in Madhura Rasa. Sometimes I think this one shloka is sufficient. There we find Chaitanya, Advaita and Nityananda. When Sri Chaitanya appears in our heart, then all that is Achaitanya flees from there. Then Sri Advaita, the feeling of Soham. That means Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am a part of Him and Nityananda. Ecstasy, nectar, everything. Through the chanting of Harinama, the non-different form of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna will play in the heart. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam Anandam buddhi vadanang prati padang punamritashvadanang savatma snapanang parang vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Shikshastakam is the gist of all slokas, and in this first shloka we can see that everything is contained there, the living conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who has the eyes, he can see. Ajnana Timarandasya. This is the main thing that we need. Through love and hankering, and through the mercy of Krishna, you can reach the service plane of Krishna. It is hard to leave the plane of exploitation, and the plane of renunciation is very harsh without the mercy of Krishna. But dedication, the plane of reality, can clean us. It can give us a higher, authentic position in the transcendental world. This is the plane of dedication. End of the reading of chapter 13, also end of section 1 of Affectionate Guidance.